Welcome to Ron Paul and Charles Goyette, the weekly podcast. A small grassroots protest movement against the Federal Reserve that started in Germany is growing fast. Thousands of protesters join in demonstrations every Monday in different public squares in now 100 different cities and in two other countries. It's spread to Austria and Switzerland. And the Fed is one of their main focal points, but it's an anti-war movement as well. And NATO and its posture in Ukraine come in for their attention, as well as the military-industrial complex, the state's lapdog press, and the crony banking system. They all come in for their due. And now comes news of more fuel for the German people's resentment of the Fed and their own central bank. In 2012, a populist movement in Germany succeeded in demanding that German gold held by the U.S. and the French central bank be repatriated. But the response was astonishingly slow, and the central banks decided they'd take over 8 years to do it. But it couldn't even meet that excruciatingly slow schedule, and now, according to a new Bloomberg News story, Germany's government has suddenly announced that it doesn't want, and won't demand, the return of its gold. This is a deeply disturbing development, and one that should set off alarm bells. My view is that either the gold is not physically accounted for, or more likely that its title is badly compromised. And Dr. Paul, either explanation fits the Fed's pattern of unhinged monetary policy, and it goes hand in glove with what I think you'll agree is a criminally negligent fiscal stewardship in Washington.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track, and I think also this represents the fact that finances are very internationalized. We'd like to think of the Fed being the U.S. bank and the ECU, the European bank. But I think what's going on is the recognition that, indeed, it is very internationalized. It's not that we as free market sound money people would resent an international currency, but we want it to be non-political. We don't want political money or fiat money, central bank economic planning. We want international money that would facilitate trade, like with a gold standard. So it was interesting when I first saw the story about these groups demonstrating against the Fed. I said, what in the world are they doing out there demonstrating the Fed? And the first headline was, "End the Fed." And I think I've heard that title before. And I knew we have communications at times with people overseas that have paid attention to some of the things I've talked about on monetary policy. But then again, I got to thinking, why are they going after the Fed? The Fed's not bothered them, and they have the European Central Bank. Now, yeah, they are concerned about it, but the emphasis has been on the Fed. The more I thought about it, the more correct I thought they were, because, you know, in a way, we've been living with the privilege of issuing a reserve currency, and by doing that, we can export our inflation. We can spend money we create out of thin air, pass it off to Europeans or Asians, and then they take it, buy our debt, facilitating our finances, but they monetize, the spending that we have had and our deficits here, and so therefore it is worldwide. And when you see through that, they know that people in Germany know that they're coming up on the short end. Like you mentioned, the movement in Germany is a pro-peace movement as well, and certainly I've talked about that a lot on how the Federal Reserve is necessary to facilitate war. And just think, we had the Fed created in 1913. World War I starts in 1914. A couple of years later, we're in it. We create the first financial bubble under the Fed at that period of time. Then we have our first depression. So, yes, the Fed is very much connected to the war issue, the military-industrial complex, and it's awfully fascinating what's happening. But then it was slightly later that a day or two later that we got the story about the change in attitude. We were led to believe that they were responding to this more populist libertarian group that said, we want our gold back. Maybe we shouldn't trust the Americans. And it seemed like the government was going along with this, but I doubt if they ever did, but maybe that politically they had to say something like that. But all of a sudden, they're announcing once again that, no, there's no way they're going to do this. We checked it out. Our gold is there, and we feel that the gold is safe and secure, and therefore we're not going to insist on it. Well, they've never given up any of their gold from the Fed. The Germans got five ton back, and it came from Paris. So They have a total of over 3,300 tons of gold, much of it being outside their country in places like Paris and London and the Federal Reserve in New York. So it's a big issue, but I think it makes a point that I've made an effort to make over the years, and that is gold is indeed money. Why such intriguing? Why so anxious to cling to it? Why are the arguments coming up? Who's holding the gold, and what's happening to the monetary system? Maybe we want to protect ourselves with gold in the central bank, and certainly Russia does it, and China does it, and Japan does it, and India does it. They recognize that. And of course, when I asked Bernanke about whether gold was money, and he said, absolutely not. It's not gold. And he believed that his explanation was the only reason they hold it, it's just been traditional. Well, my answer is, it is tradition to hold gold. So the tradition has come back and we recognize it, and it's going to be around a long time, and they're going to fuss and fume. But, after the article came out about German, the German government and their central bank not worrying about the gold, immediately the group that has organized this whole effort to repatriate the gold, matter of fact, their group is called Repatriate Our Gold, and Peter Berenger runs that thing. Immediately after the article came out to sort of set the propaganda scale up by saying, oh, no, we're not worried about this anymore. Everything is hunky-dory. We trust America. We trust the dollar. We trust the international banking system. And therefore, everything is okay. But when the group, Repatriate Our Gold group, heard about this, they immediately responded and said, really, nothing has changed. They just thought there was so much deception in that announcement that it was all, a political propaganda stunt, and that people shouldn't, pay much attention. But I think he has to admit this is a major problem for them and the world, because it is political. And I don't think that the effort is strong enough in Germany or in the United States. I've been up against, the Fed and the Treasury Department and the establishment and the banking system. All I wanted to do was count the gold, and they would never permit, an audit of the gold. So even in this country, we never hear the straight scoop, because they cling to the gold, because ultimately that is the real money. And the more chaotic the monetary system becomes, the more necessary this becomes. So I think it's a great argument, the fact that it's in the grassroots right now in Germany and spreading, and they're talking about central banking. It's okay if they want to talk about the Fed, because that is proper too, because as I said, the Fed is involved in worldwide financing and undermining the currencies of the world. So this is a very, very healthy discussion, and it's amazing how quickly the national media in Germany jumped on these individuals, these very determined individuals who are pro-sound money and pro-peace, and they were demonized immediately, and they were defending themselves, on video about, what is going on here? All we want to do is talk about this. And immediately they say, you're a bunch of Nazis, and that of course in Germany is the ultimate, accusation. But it's not unlike what some of us have gotten in this country when we defend non-intervention and, therefore we must have been supporting Hitler, because we were were non-interventionists. So that when they have to chomp down on individuals trying to get to the bottom of these things, and all they have to answer is, well, they're a bunch of Nazis. We shouldn't believe them. We have to marginalize them. They're a bunch of terrible people. And of course, all we have to do is in this country is charge somebody with associating with a terrorist, and we can be arrested and actually put on a kill list. So it's very, very dangerous getting very careless with this. And once they throw these terms around, and I think that they don't hesitate even in this country to throw out the term terrorist. They're not as likely to use the word Nazi, even though that's been used. They'll call individuals, who are standing up to our government as terrorists, because they say, oh, well, you're just defending, Al-Qaeda by pointing out exactly the reasons and the mindset of these individuals who want to come and kill us. So I think this discussion indicates that we're getting closer to a climactic end of the current system, and it's going to get much, much more intense, and people are going to be concentrating on this whole fact once you see the prices uniformly rising around the world. And I believe you can see those statistics already, that people are going to realize that the real money is the gold money. And for all their talk, anti-gold talk by the central banks, they know darn well, they know exactly what we know. And that is when conditions get bad, you better have something that will restore confidence. And only precious metals will do this in hard assets. It won't be, oh, you can trust us. Hey, yeah, the gold is there. You can trust us. We're from the government, and we will help you. We'll get our budget balanced and all these things. People don't believe it anymore, and that's spreading around the world. And so governments are getting weaker, and dissident groups are getting bigger, which is dangerous, but it's a lot better than having these monolithic governments running the show, from everything to central economic planning, intervention overseas militarily, as well as total control of the financial system. So I hope this debate continues, and I hope we can participate and contribute to the thought processes that are necessary to get the average person to understand why gold is money. And believe it or not, it's rather easy. I've always argued the case that I can get a 12-year-old or younger to understand why gold is money, and that monopoly money doesn't spend very well in the store.
Well, everything in the compounding of these stories about the delay of Germans' gold being repatriated is what raises alarm bells with me. With each new revelation, with all the foot dragging, the failure to meet schedules and so on, it becomes curiouser and curiouser. But there was a story in the Bloomberg report the other day about the decision not to bring the gold back after all, if indeed that is the case. There was a line in the story that was intriguing. It read, "Ending talk of repatriating the world's second biggest gold reserves removes a potential irritant in U.S.-German relations," it said. Now, why should the return of Germany's gold be an irritant in relations between the countries? It's their gold. Why should they take it if they want it? Why should that be a problem or an irritant unless there is a problem?
Well, I think what's happening there is, if they don't settle this dispute publicly, they will realize that, they can't trust America, and they have to be able to at least appear to be buddies. And I think there is some dependency on the Europeans by America, because we still, in spite of all our shortcomings, we still have a lot of economic clout, because people are still taking our dollars. It's still the reserve currency of the world. And quite frankly, maybe we just told them, go away. We're not going to cough it up. And it's obvious, if this is true, what the Germans are doing, they thought it was in their best interest not to take on the Fed at this particular time. And it's the kind of thing that will evolve, and it'll work out. We'll find out exactly what's happening. But we shouldn't think of the problem as being nationalistic as much as international financial people, because when we had the crisis in 08 and 09, the Fed created up to $15 trillion worth of transactions, but that money was going to European banks and European governments and bailing out everybody, and we were very much involved in Greece and these other countries. And even now, there has to be this tremendous cooperation. So it might have been sort of like when the crisis came in 08 and 09, and we had to vote for a bailout, they came and got some of the members of Congress together and say, if you don't, you can't believe how bad this is going to be. So maybe this is what motivates them and say, okay, you guys got to quiet this down, because, this is not going to work. This is a complicating effort. So if you do this, this is going to be devastating. So maybe the fear of what might come, and knowing, this horrible thing of knowing the truth. But I happen to think it's better to know the truth, even if the truth hurts.
It's certainly a real bellwether story, Dr. Paul, and I'm sure that we'll be talking about it again. Thank you for another great conversation and podcast. And thank you for joining us for the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Squier.